In its report titled Homeless, Landless and Destitute, The Plight of Zimbabwe's Tokwe Mukosi Flood Victims, Human Rights Watch is urging authorities to compensate the 20,000 flood victims while encouraging the African Union to press Harare to ensure full protection of the rights of the displaced in accordance with its relevant statutes. The Human Rights Organization also called on United Nations agencies to directly monitor the situation of the affected people to ensure that humanitarian assistance was not diverted or used to coerce the victims to accept inadequate resettlement options. Speaking at the launch of the report, Human Rights Watch senior researcher Dewa Mavinga said the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission should investigate whether the relocation of the flood victims was done in a manner that does not violate their basic rights. Mavinga said it was worrying that the affected families were relocated on pieces of land that is in dispute.
On one hand, government, as represented by Minister Basikiti, is saying this is government land and the plans belong to government. So they have what they call the Chingwizi master plan for this scheme. On the other hand, there are individuals like Charles Madongo, representing Nwanasi Ranch Private Limited and Zimbabwe Bioenergy, who are saying, in fact, these are private plants, but we also intend to establish an ethanol project and sugarcane plantation scheme. So they are competing plans by government and by private individuals. And then there is the third angle that I have alluded to, that there is the Development Trust of Zimbabwe, whose patron is President Robert Mugabe, who has a title, who have title deeds to this land, to this same farm, and who are also claiming ownership. So the Development Trust of Zimbabwe is controlled by the ZANU-PF presidency. So it's not clear in terms of ownership, and we are saying you do not resettle people on that kind of land, which is subject to multiple claims of ownership.
Mavinga urged the affected people to approach the courts for remedial action. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Masvingo Provincial Affairs Minister Kudakwashe Basikiti, who was not answering his mobile phone, while Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi referred all questions back to Basikiti. The estimated 20,000 people were relocated from the flooded Tokwe Mukosi Dam Basin to Chingwizi Camp on Nwanetse Ranch in Mwenezi District following the ravaging floods. Now, some of the affected families continue to complain that they do not have suitable accommodation. One such person is Kundiso Tevera, who told VOA Studio 7 that the small plots they were resettled on by government are inadequate for them to eke out a living.
Apana pe kuvaka musha kuti kuti ndakavaka musha. Apana pe kuti iwo unenge wakasesewa vana vakanga vasina zvitupa.
There is no place to build houses. Since some of us who were assessed by authorities have boys who are now majors, there is no place for them to build their own homes if they get married. And there is nowhere the new daughter-in-law would grow her own crops. There is nowhere to set up pens for goats, cows, and donkeys.
Tevera said waterborne diseases are prevalent at their new settlements, adding that affected families are walking long distances to fetch water from boreholes that were drilled by authorities. She said only 6 of the 36 available boreholes are servicing the entire community.
Yes, hatisi kugara nezvipfuwo nekuti hakuna zvemvura yekumwa. Hakuna zveufuro hwengombe.
We are not keeping our animals with us because there is no water for them to drink. There are no pastures for our cattle. We spend most of our time at boreholes. If you wake up in the morning, you will only return from the borehole between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. And at the end of the day, our children will spend most of the day hungry because of the shortage of water. The borehole water is very salty, and most children are now suffering from diarrhea. And when it's drilling, we also have a problem with scorpions, and they're biting, and they're very poisonous.
Another villager, Wanisai Muzenda, said access to food is a major problem in the new settlements, especially considering that they were resettled on some semi-arid land. Muzenda said most of their children are now dropping out of school because of the hardships faced by the displaced families.
My husband passed on a long time ago, and I'm on medication, so it's difficult for me to take my pills on an empty stomach. I have kids, and with these scorpions everywhere, it's hard to survive. Then I asked myself why the government has resettled us in this area. I also asked myself what kind of dam would be constructed in such an area. In other countries, they construct their dams in an orderly manner. I am pleading with President Robert Mugabe to address the situation.
Former Zimbabwe National Army soldier Kenneth Hlavano, who has also been seriously affected following his relocation to a new settlement, said he is concerned that authorities have not paid displaced villagers money as some form of compensation, despite moving them three times.
We were given plots in Block C, and we had started erecting our houses and clearing the land when we were then told to move again, and I asked what type of government that orders these people to move almost three times in such a short space of time without any compensation. The police officers were there, and it reminded me of the time during the war of liberation when dogs were set on people, and I'm so bitter about that, and I ask myself, which country am I in?
It still remains to be seen whether the Zimbabwean government, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, and the African Union will help the displaced flood victims, as President Robert Mugabe is now also the AU chairperson. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.